Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Life Transformation Radio. Welcome, Rukshana. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today, Sean. I'm so stoked to be here.
I am so stoked to have you on here for the launch of your new book. So let's learn a little bit about Rukshana Tram. So she is a former refugee from Mozambique. She came to the United States in 1990. She overcame sexual abuse and became an advocate for parents and child care providers to support them on their healing journey. She is now the CEO of her women's lifestyle coaching business, where she helps women overcome their rough past and create their desired beautiful life through nature retreats and different online coaching programs and communities. Rukshana holds a bachelor's degree of science in human development and worked as an early childhood teacher, trainer, mentor, social worker, and now a lifestyle coach. When she's not working, she's spending time with her husband, her girls who are currently in college, and volunteering, taking women into the outdoor adventures, hiking, and backpacking. You live a pretty awesome life, huh?
I do. I'm pretty fortunate. Thank you so much. Yes, that's an incredible life. I'm very, very grateful. Yes.
So tell me why you decided to be a women's lifestyle coach. What kind of triggered that?
Oh, my. So I was obese about 5 years ago. I'm about 5'2". At that time, I was, 210 pounds. I was the highest. And then I joined a community to start walking, a community of women. And then after that, I joined a community. You know, I felt like that was a great place for me to go walking and join these women and start talking. And then I was kicked out of that community because I disclosed so much. I thought it was a safe place to hang out and go talking and hearing
yeah.
stories. And then after I got kicked out, I started my own community. And through that community, that's how my journey started. And I like to be around women and helping them through the journey of walking and exercising and climbing mountains and doing adventures. But I created this community, which eventually became a very huge community of women. There's about 500 members now. It's I don't know if you've heard about this, Sean. It's called Meetup.
Meetup. I've heard of Meetup. Yeah, like the app
yes.
or like the website. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's through Meetup. It's called Pacific Northwest Women's Outdoor Group, and then that group became, not only a walking group. Then we implemented hiking, and then other adventures like kayaking, rafting, and now it's an outdoor group. So it's a lot of adventures, and then through that, that's when I started my journey as a women's lifestyle coaching. I said, how can I take this idea that I love and turn it into a business? So that's where my journey started.
That's awesome. So you you had a problem, found a way to solve it, and now you're doing it as like a passion and also as a business, right?
Yes, when your hobby becomes your job, that's the best gift ever. Your career, when a career becomes a passion, that's the best gift ever. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And through that, I was able to lose all the weight, of course. And now I inspire other women to do the same, because I was able to have more energy. I have more passion, and that, that vibrant of life is so fully, embedded into that energy too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like they always say, if you love what you do and do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So tell me who Rukshana was before you got to this point, before you became a women's coach and before you became an author, like, who was Rakshana?
Oh, my goodness. She was a very, very, very sad girl with lots of traumas from the past that was carrying her over. She was very quiet. She was obese. She had a lot of headaches, a lot of health issues, anxiety, depression. That's who Rakshana was before she started the transformation. So sad to hear that, yeah, but that's who she was, yes. I lost you there for a moment.
I'm really with this.
Say that again. I lost you, Sean. Are you there?
Rakshana, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Okay, gotcha. So we're having a little technical difficulty, but I think I got it fixed. Okay, so what I was saying was, you said that you were sad, you said that you were depressed, you said that, you know, there was some things that were going on, withdrawn or whatever. Was that because, like, did that start back when you were in Mozambique, or was that when you first came to the United States?
No, that was all, you know, when I was in Mozambique, because I lived in a refugee camp for 5 years, and I am the eldest of five siblings, and there was a lot of violence, and there was a lot of abuse, there was alcoholism through my family. I mean, there was just so much that really, you know, just being also in the refugee waiting for food in the line, you know, that survival, you know, you carry on, it becomes part of you. You feel like you cannot deserve, you don't deserve that beautiful life that you're supposed to live, because all these layers of trauma carries you. You become that part, you know? So, and then,
yeah, absolutely.
Those layers also led the, what happened is I got married and I had three beautiful children, and then I got a divorce, and then I ran into another marriage and that failed as well. So that was my second marriage. And then through that process, I said, okay, let's look at what's the problem here. What's the issue? And that's when I started doing the work. And then there was also sexual abuse through my past that I had to deal with, that I didn't know that why I was where I was in my life is because of all the traumas I was carrying too.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That sounds like a lot. I mean, that really sounds so that's what, is that what prompted you to write your first book?
Yes. I didn't start writing it until last year. But I had gone through this community, One Life community. I believe you're a part of it as well. And I watched Hal Elrod. And that was about 4 years ago, as of today. It was 4 years ago, and I heard his story. And I came home. I started doing little bits and pieces, transforming my life by creating habits. And then I would, you know, every morning when I would write in my journal, I would write my book. Like, I was visualizing myself, you know, sharing my book through my journey. Even though I was sharing my stories through my community, through my outdoor community, you know, I was inspiring a lot of women through my outdoor community about my story, how I came about, and they were inspired by me, but I was also inspired by their story. And I said, you know, through all this process, I'm going to document this, you know, through my journey going back of my past and then helping through the women. So that's when my journey of my book writing started as well. Yes.
That's awesome. So what do you think was your transformation? You know, like was it the meetup and joining that group? Is that how you got here? What do you feel exactly was your transformation?
The feel was when I got kicked out from a group, from that group. You know, I believe that we all want to belong, to exist, to love, to be loved. And when that moment came to that moment and I was kicked out from a group where I felt I had given so much and then I was kicked out, and then to have the urge of starting my own group and creating the culture, what I felt was the right thing, a safe place for women to come in and talk and walk and, you know, shed that weight away. So I think that was the major point when it's like, you do not belong, when that person said, you do not belong here anymore, go away. And, you know, all through this time, through my life, I'm trying to identify myself. I'm trying to figure out where I fit in, where my identity is. And then when I just thought that's where I belong, and then I was kicked out. So that was a very shocking moment. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to show you what I can do. And that's probably the biggest thing I've ever done to be able to do that. So
that's awesome. Yeah. I can definitely identify with that. Kind of not the same thing, but kind of the same thing. I was in a car club, and we got it, like, rolling. And so we were doing, like, all these, you know, shows for cancer research, and we were doing, like, you know, just, like, charity, you know, car shows and setting things up. And then they were like, you know what, you're not a good fit for our club. But I'm the one who got it started. I'm the one who was, like, you know, branching out to all these different people, getting sponsors and everything. And they just, like, sorry, man, like, we have no room for you or whatever. So I was like, oh, my God. So I started my own car club, and we've doubled in numbers and things that we've done past what that other car club is doing. So, yeah, I can definitely identify, because it's like, we always long to belong. I feel like humans are pack animals. You know what I am? I feel like humans are pack animals, and we have to, like, socialize. We have to belong to something or feel like we are welcomed in a group setting, in a social setting. And it's very awkward. Like you see the high schools that are like, you know, like, cause they're always along the wall during like a high school dance, you know, all the outsiders, you can just see them. They're like kind of parked along the wall. Or if you're like a big, like, business place, you know what I mean? Like, oh, mingle and network, you know? And you're like, what in the hell do I say to people? And so everybody's kind of like the awkward, like, I haven't talked to nobody yet. I'm just going to go say hi to somebody. Right?
Yes, I totally do. Yes, yes. We feel
social dynamics is...
Yes.
Social dynamics are so awkward, especially if you're like a true introvert. Like, a true introvert is just going to stand there and just stare at people and be like, I'm just going to stand here until somebody says hi to me. Like, I'm just going to stand here. You know?
I'll just observe and do the signs in my head,
Right? Let me stand next to the buffet table because I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do with my hands. Right?
Yes,
absolutely. It's an art. But I definitely feel like we always – long to belong to something. And when we don't, it is like, it just tears you up inside. You know what I mean? So what do you feel was the best part about your transformation?
I feel the best part is to be able to, I don't have to be anybody else. I'm still me. You know, I'm just growing. I'm still the same person. To be able to hang on to my story, my messes, my trauma, and still grow with that and understand and use my messes and to help other women, you know, overcome their trauma, their past. And I feel like that's like such a beautiful gift to say, you know what? My messes are your gifts to you, and I get to share that.
Absolutely.
So that's the beautiful thing, yes.
Absolutely. Like, we all have gifts and talents that we were born with, but I feel like the greatest gift that we own is the positive impact difference that we can have in other people's lives. Like, we always go through something that is almost insurmountable. It is like the worst thing that's ever happened to us at that time. And then as we progress through it, we use that and we harness that adversity or that trauma or that moment in time. We harness that and we bring good from that. You know, like, we talk about, you know, being a master of meaning. You know, there's a lot of different meanings that we can give to the things that go on in our life. What's amazing is that we have the opportunity – as a human race, we have the opportunity to make a positive impact difference in the lives of everybody around us. And if we're not harnessing that gift, man, we're failing, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're doing it
every day.
You're a coach.
Yes, I feel like it's you're committing suicide to that dream that you're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
And I was actually, I had a revelation when I was doing, I was doing meditation today. I was just, you know, going back to, you know, how far my journey has gone. And I said, oh, wow. So, you know, God had said, oh, you wanted to help women. You wanted to help women across the oceans or across the books. So we're going to make sure that you go through this incident here. We'll put you in a camp for 5 years through some resilience. We'll make sure you go through some of these sexual abuse stuff. Oh, we'll make sure you get married twice and get divorced.
Yeah. Right.
And then I was like thinking, I'm like, okay, now I think I feel I have found peace. I'm going through this growth. And so and this is okay, now we're gonna give you a little challenge to see if you can really resist that. And I said, okay, God, thank you for the gift. I'm ready to serve, you know what I mean?
Right.
For the next project. But it's like, no, there's always something new that's coming up. But it's really to look at that challenge as a gift. It's so precious. So precious.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I feel like it's the greatest gift that we have. Like, through all my suicide stuff and alcoholism stuff, and like if I'm not using it to influence somebody else, man, like, we're committing spiritual suicide. Like you said, like, we have to use those moments of adversity that we've overcame and be an inspiration and a beacon of light to everybody else. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So,
yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So there always has to be a bad part to everything, right? I mean, we have to go through adversity to get there, right? So,
what
was the worst part about your transformation?
You know, I think the resilience of the growth, like every time I have a breakthrough, I usually have a breakdown. And
okay.
I'm very, very a social being. I like to be socialized, but when I'm going through a breakdown, I will like stay home and sleep a lot and just, you know, isolate myself from everybody and, you know, tell everybody who loves me to kind of go away. So I think that's the hardest time for me because I'm going through this period, like 4 days of silence, of nothing, or not interacting on social media. Just, you know, going through that pain of growth, you know, even though it's a beautiful thing, it's not easy.
Yeah.
You're like resisting.
Oh,
so
no.
You have your old ways of thinking, and then you have your new ways of thinking. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to embrace this new, but no, I'm going to stick with the old ones because that makes me comfortable. So I think that's the challenging part of that growth is to, you know, to kind of shun everybody away and isolate myself just to go through that pain.
So what would you tell somebody that does the same thing as you? What would be your advice to them if they're isolating, if they're – what would you tell them?
Oh, my goodness. I would tell them that reach out to this. I have a community on Facebook. You know, it's called a Women's Lifestyle Community where I share my defaults. I share my vulnerability. I don't usually share it on my Facebook post, but I share it in that Women's Lifestyle Community because I feel like these are the women who understand me. I've been doing a lot of work with them. So once in a while I'll pop in and say, hey, I'm feeling kind of low. I'm just going to lock myself up. You know, don't mind me. But for someone, honestly, do things that makes them feel better. You know, if it's taking a walk or being by them, you know, by spending that time for them to process or to read or, you know, go to the river or listen to music or to write. I also do some journaling. I do a lot of meditation, which kind of calms me down, which comes me serene and makes me float and feel like, you know, I'm up in the air or, you know, keeps me grounded. So whatever that makes them feel, but I feel like we are always human beings and we always need that social connection. So always reach back, connect back. Don't really isolate yourself, disappear for a while. You know, just kind of check in. Have a check-in person or just, you know, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great advice. Outstanding.
Yeah.
So this is a live show. So if somebody one of the listeners wants to ask Rikshana a question, the number to call in is 657-383-1109. Again, the call-in number is 657-383-1109. So you had mentioned earlier, and I know for me, this is huge for me, but I firmly believe that, in order to be remade, God has to break us in order to remake us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I do agree. I feel like you have to break down. I've gone through a lot of breakdowns, and I feel that one of the things I recently did is I have a lot of hair. I shaved off my hair, and that's part of my breakdown. And I said, all these layers from the past were holding me behind to move me forward, and shaving my hair was really like letting go. And that was my breakdown, and I felt like, why can't I do this? Because all the voices from the past were limiting me to do that. I was questioning everything from my past, from my culture, what I believed. So it's pretty healthy to have to go through a breakdown to do a breakthrough. I truly believe that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. I firmly believe that everything happens for a reason, and that everything mm-hmm. we're going through is preparing us for where we are going to. And
yes.
I mean, I'm a Christian, so I always believe that God has to break us in order to
mm-hmm.
remake us into the next part of our transformation, into the next part of our journey. I don't know. That's just me. I don't know. Some people don't believe that. I believe that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have different moments that we go through, and it's preparing us for where we're going.
Yes, yes. And it's using – and what you're saying, Sean, is you're using those stories. You're using your experiences, and you're also teaching others about your experiences to help them that, you're not alone, that you're going through that. You're sharing that gift as well. But even though when you get to that stage, when you have that breakthrough, you're probably going to write that down. You're going to document that, and then you're going to be able to share it with someone else. When they're already going through that process, you'll be able to share that. So I think that as the stages of your life that you go through, that's a gift right there. I'm like, oh, here we go again. Oh, crap. Here we go again. Oh, crap. You know what I mean? So that's definitely
yep.
a gift that when we get
yep.
there. So, yeah.
And I also believe that lessons in life will be repeated over and over and over again until we actually learn the lesson and apply it to our life. Because a lot of what we go through is self-created, I think. Right?
Yes.
Sometimes
yes.
we can't help it. We literally cannot help, what happened here and this one. Like it's totally beyond our control. But there
yes.
are sometimes an adversity that comes because of what we're going through, that we created
yes.
that, right?
Yes, yes. And
so,
I like to use that and as a great example also as my past when I was, I was divorced twice. And after I got divorced twice for the second time, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. What am I, I asked God, I was like, please teach me, give me the lessons I need to manifest. Now
right.
I'm married for the third, for the third and final time. So I told my husband, I said, if we mark 7 years, that means we have marked most of my two marriages from the past. So we have, that means I've learned so many lessons from my past that I'm not doing that pattern again. So yes, I always
right.
look at my past and said, I said, okay, I learned this. And one of the beautiful things about my husband now is we're both in personal growth and we're growing together. We're helping each
right.
other through that process as well. Yeah.
And Phil is awesome. I love Phil. Phil is so freaking awesome. So you
yes,
definitely picked the winner. I don't know about the other guys, but you definitely picked the winner with Phil.
Yes.
So Phil's listening. Phil's awesome. Don't ruin it.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
So
yes,
speaking of that, let's go there for a second. So speaking of that, so who has
mm-hmm.
been your biggest influencer throughout your transformation, throughout your journey? Who's been your biggest influencer?
I believe, through my whole transformation, I have associated myself with people from One Life. I have
okay.
gravitated to them. I've been following them. I comment. And every time I go to a conference, I make sure I touch bases. And I do believe that, your life can transform based on the people you hang out with. And, seeing them growing, changing, making impactful in the world have inspired me to do the same as well. And you know, I always believe that, you know, we are who we associate ourselves with, you know. And
yes.
People say that, who do you look up to? And I said, well, I have five people that I look up to, like, you know, Oprah Winfrey, like, you know, Brendon Burchard, you know, all these people who are making, those people on my feed, those are the people I look up to, I want to be around it. But most of also the leaders from One Life community that I follow, that I respect as well.
Yeah, okay, like everybody knows, you know, Tim Rode, the founder of One Life Four Lived. Who else inside? Let's call him out. Let's do this.
I love Rhonda Smith. I hired Rhonda the first time.
Rhonda Smith?
3 years ago.
Rhonda Smith is awesome. I had her on the show a couple weeks ago. She is so amazing.
Yes, I finally just downloaded her podcast. I know she has a podcast, and she's so raw.
Yep.
I love her vulnerability and so raw. She's so in touch herself with her beautiful spirit. I love that.
Yep.
I follow Tim Rode, what he's doing. I follow what is it called? Matt Aitchison. I follow Brandon.
Oh yeah, Matt Aitchison.
Salazar.
Yep.
Yeah,
Brandy Salazar is awesome. Lance is awesome.
Yes.
Yep.
I always strive to have a beautiful life like Brandy Salazar, and how she worked hard, and I admire her story as well. Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. They are. Mm-hmm. Oh man, they're like the One Life's power couple.
Yeah.
Brandy and Lance are like the power couple.
They're
awesome. Matt's awesome.
And
Maddie
and
A.
Seeing
yep.
Create, like seeing like Brandy Salazar with her husband, seeing them taking also their story and turning it around and creating something to support other
yeah.
people. And that's beautiful too.
Absolutely.
To see their journey. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So on the other end of that spectrum, who's been your biggest supporter?
My husband, Philip. My husband is being, he gets to see the raw side of me, my struggles, and he's like my bouncing board where I bounce off my ideas. He's also the voice behind my women's lifestyle coaching business. He does
cool.
the contract behind. He sends out the contracts. And so he's my biggest supporter. Not only my husband, he does a lot of my business parts on the other side. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Right. I mean, why not? I mean, my wife is the keeper of my schedule. Like I'll be on the call with somebody, and she'll be like in the next room, and I'm like, yeah, the 20th works. Yeah, I got nothing going on, and she's like, no, you've got this. Like she's yelling at me from the next room. I'm like, hold on, let me. Oh yeah, she's right. Yeah, hold on, I got something. Let's look at the
awesome.
Let's look at the 23rd. Yeah, like she yells at me from like the next room. You know, and she's like the keeper of my schedule. Yeah, my wife's awesome. She has her moments, when I don't do something I'm supposed to, you know, typical husband fashion. But I'd be so lost, I think, because I get scatterbrained and squirrel brain a little bit. And so she kind of keeps me in line.
That's good.
But yeah, so I definitely can relate to that.
My little one, by the way.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
I say congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Who else has been your supporter? Give me another one.
Okay. So who else is being my supporter? I have a coach right now who I'm working with. She's my biggest supporter, and her name is Linda Betros Nicholas. And she has been supporting me for the last 7 weeks, putting my book down. We finished my book. I've been talking about my book for the last 3 years, and we finished the book in 30 days.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, and she has helped me not only put a plan together for the book, but put a plan together for all my public speaking engagements that I have scheduled going on, and all my workshops, and breaking it down, because that is something I was struggling with. But she has been not only my supporter, but when I'm having, you know, my older, I call them my older voices, my younger childhood voices, and I can reach out to her because she's very intuitive.
You're right.
And she has worked. Yeah, she's very intuitive, and she has worked with trauma as well from with a lot of clients. So she is my
That's
biggest
awesome.
Supporter right now. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What we talk about a lot, you know, in the One Life community is that you're the average of the five people that you hang around the most, like not including like your kids or your spouse or,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like those five people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the
yeah.
average of those people. So definitely if you want to attract greatness and success, like you need to hang around those people. definitely
absolutely.
Have those in your life.
Absolutely.
So,
yes.
So
I had gone to a conference a couple of weeks ago, and you know, I heard this phenomenal speaker, and I really admired her. And I said, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask. So I Facebook her and I sent her a private message, and I said, hey, I really admire what you said, and this is what I learned, and this is what I felt, and I just wanted to share with you. And I told her that. I said, I really feel that I am, I do become the people I want to be surrounded with, and you are one of the people that I'm inspired by. I hope it's okay for me to add you on Facebook. And she said yes, and she even invited me to her free workshop that's coming up in Seattle at the end of August. And I said,
awesome.
Oh, wow, you never know. Yeah, so yes, definitely. And just reach out to people who you look up to and tell them how they inspire you, what is it that you gain out of them too as well, so that way they know. So.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So do you feel like your transformation is complete? Like, are you at the pinnacle right now?
No, I feel like this is an ongoing journey.
yeah. Yep.
just when I thought I got it, I don't got it. No, I don't got it.
just when you think you got it all together. Just when you think you got it all figured out. Not so much.
No, I don't got it. just when I thought I do. I'm always evolving. I'm always growing. And I'm always into self-development. Just the same thing. I feel like it's something that you never stop learning. Just the way you cut your grass or, you cut your hair. You constantly are doing that. You constantly have to cut it, you know, just to make sure you're adding value and you're fluffing it up a little bit, you know, dusting it up a little, make it work for you. So, yeah, my personal growth is ongoing constantly, and it will never stop, definitely. It will never stop.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely, I ask everybody that question because I'm really curious what they're going to say. And every single person I talk to is like, oh, heck no. Like, we're always learning. We're always growing. We're always, you know, I had a show with Ben Cattaneo from the UK, and he's a resilience trainer like me. All the way there in London. And so when I asked him that question, he was like, I'm going to tell you a story. I'm like, all right, I'm game. So basically what he said was, he's like, there's a cello player, you know, who was a 90-year-old cello player. And he was asked, why do you still play? Like, why do you practice every day? Like, what makes you do that? He's like, I feel like I'm just now getting good. But he's been playing since he was 12. You know what I mean?
Whoa,
so, and it just goes to show that we never stop growing. We never stop dying. You know, because if you're not growing, you're dying. You never stop learning. You know what I mean? So, yeah, absolutely. Like, we're always transforming. We're always growing. We're always evolving. You have to. You know what I mean? I feel like you have to. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So,
well,
definitely.
One of the things I noticed, I said, okay, well, I started putting my business is fairly new as well. You know, it's in a toddler stage. I started putting my business as of last year in January 1st last year. So as of this year, it's a year. And then what happened is, okay, I said, well, my business is established. I got all these going on. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, and then I have all these things going on, so now I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and work on my book, and now my book is done. I said, okay, let's something new is going on, is I'm putting a nonprofit together. And so there is a whole new dynamic. When I just thought of that, I got everything for my job, I got everything laid out for my, you know, how my business is going to go, it's going to flow, now you're going to go through this new thing, now it's relearning something all over again, trying, but you still have the same concept of, you know, life skills. You still have the same concept of personal development, but this is going to be definitely a different way of thinking from a nonprofit as well. So,
wow, that's awesome. So let's unpack this whole thing right here. So tell us right now, like, where your head is. So you got this book. Let's talk about the book first, right? So tell us about the book. What's it called, and how do we get it?
Okay, today is actually the launch day, Sean. So
today is the launch day.
Yes, today is actually the launch day. So the book is called Living from Strength and Faith, A Rough Hike from Refugee to Success. And the book is really about my journey and how I, you know, quit my job and how I took my traumas from my past and how I started helping women, you know, created a community and then turned into a business. So it has a lot of adversities. All the stories is in there. And so all the proceeds from the book is actually all the sales, all the speaking engagement and all the sales from the book is going to a nonprofit that I'm starting in Mozambique. Now, in Mozambique is where I'm originally from. I was born there, and I left there when I was 5, but I lived in different countries. So I'm going there on May 3rd. I'm going back to Mozambique, and I'm also going back to the country where I spent 5 years in a refugee camp. So the camp exists. Yes, the camp exists, and all the remnants of the camp is still there, but it no longer is active. So I'm going to be documenting that, taking pictures and sharing my journey as well. So I'm really excited because it's been 22 years since I left. So it's going back, going back, doing some healing work and revisiting my past and sharing the journey as well as be able to meet some people as well and talking about the nonprofit that I'm starting.
That is amazing. Going back to where it all started. Wow.
Yes, doing a full circle around. Yes.
Yeah. So where can we get your book? Is it on Amazon? Where do we get your book?
Yes, the book is on Amazon. You can order it from Amazon. It's also on Kindle. Put the orders in or download it on Kindle as well.
Perfect. And so let's talk about the nonprofit. What's the nonprofit called? And What is it? Like, what's it about?
Okay, so the nonprofit is still, all the things are still putting in places. I'm waiting to hear from some politicians back across the ocean. It is going to be connected to that's a whole different world when you're dealing with
right.
The United States and you're in a different country trying to deal with those. So that's still in process. So that nothing has put in place yet, but the nonprofit is going to be helping women build companies and build jobs. So all of these women are ages 18 to 30, and they all have a background of education and college degrees, but they don't have jobs. So I'm going to go in there with a mindset saying that you can create something out of nothing, you know, and help these women and help them build their companies or start their companies or initiating something. So that way it helps them, it helps their family, and also it's going to help their community as well. Because in the country, it's really a male-dominant society, you know, so I'm going to need a lot of he for she. You know, I'm going to need a lot of support from the males who is going to open the doors and welcome me. So all these communication that's going on in the background is through the males who are the lead and who are going to open the doors for me to come in, knowing that I'm not coming in to terrorize the place. I'm coming in actually to help and build something because they don't have, you know, like one of the ladies I was talking to today this morning is she always wanted to start a women's law firm, which they've never heard of. You know, most of the law firms are private practices and they're government. So there's no law firm that's run by a woman. So I'm very excited. It's something bigger than life itself. And I'm so scared, but I'm going into it anyway. So
that's awesome. I love that. That is completely amazing. You are like impacting so many, like in a huge way too. That is incredible. So this is a live show, so Transformation listeners, if you want to ask Rashana a question, the number is 657-383-1109, 657-383-1109. So if you had to go back, would you change anything or would you do anything different?
No, I believe I'm here for a purpose with a great reason, and that's why I'm here.
Right?
I don't think I would change anything. I'm just very grateful for I'm grateful for God. I'm grateful for my family who've been there, for my friends who supported me. And I'm really grateful for One Life Community, also Tim Rode, who really was the voice of my biggest transformation, because after I attended his conference, that's when the transformation started. Yeah.
Yeah, Tim's got a way of doing that, huh?
Yes.
I'll tell you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because I went to the –
go ahead.
I was saying, I went to the one last year. Well, I went to both, but, I mean, I went to – my first one was in Philly in May, and I was just so inspired. I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, this is what I need. Because I was kind of stuck, and I was kind of at a crossroads. And he sat and talked with me for a couple of minutes and was like, man, you do what you got to do, and you do it for you, and you do it for the right reasons, and it's all about impacting people. And you know, and it's kind of gave me like a – like I don't know if he was doing it on purpose. It's just the way Tim is. I think it's just the way Tim is. But he's always got the words of encouragement, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I you know, I took what I learned at the conference, and I went back home, and I just killed it. Like everything I was doing, man, I just ramped it up. You know what I mean? And just killed it. And so, I'm bringing like 4 or 5 people with me in June to this conference. I'm like, you guys have got to go to this thing.
That is amazing. I'm not going to be able to make it because I'm going to be in Africa at the same time, but I'll be there in the fall. I think in the fall I'll be there. Are you going to be
Sacramento?
Yeah. Are you going to be speaking this year there?
I might. I might. So. Okay. All right, so talk to me about the best resource that you found during your journey. Like, what do you think was the best resource that you found? Go.
Okay. Best resource I found in my journey is belonging to a community that inspires you, and also to the book.
Hi, you have a question for Roxana? No, hello? I guess not. We had somebody on the line. I think they left. Yeah, so go ahead. So tell me again, what was the best reason?
The best reason for my transformation and the resource is the One Life community, because I asked, when I was going through a lot of transformation, I was asking lots of questions. I was putting it in there, and everybody was very inspiring and supporting as well. And also The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. That book just helped me put a system in place that just laid out a foundation for the rest of my life. Did I lose you, Sean?
So, okay. Who gave you the best resource during your journey?
My husband was the one who gave me The Miracle Morning first, and then I got to see Hal Elrod second, and then I got to hear the story twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it's amazing that we're going through this journey,
mm-hmm.
and then at some point someone says, hey, I think this would be great for you. You know what I mean? You're like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's a moment that literally, like I think there's a moment where you're like, huh, all right, well, let me check it out. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I don't know. It's like The Miracle Morning has had such an impact on so many people. Like, people.
And I share this with when my clients first are starting, you know, when they come onto my practice and I start coaching them, and they always ask, what is the book I read? You know, when I tell them, you got to start reading and feeding your mind, your sexy brain, feeding some information. I always tell them to get The Miracle Morning. And I said, you can make it work for you. You don't have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, even though I do, but you can make it work for you and, you know, make it accommodating for you. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Really,
so let's go to. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So let's go to the lines. We have one of our callers. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi, are you there? Hello. Hello, caller, are you there? You are live with Sean and Roxana. I think they hung up.
Okay.
Okay, so give me a plug. Shameless plug. You can plug a friend, a quote, a movie, Facebook page, a website, your book. Like, give me a shameless plug. Plug whatever you like.
Okay. A shameless plug. Plug whatever you want. Okay.
The shameless plug for absolutely no reason. Like, eat cheeseburgers. You know, like, give me just a shameless plug, whatever plug you want to plug. It could be a quote.
Oh,
it could be your website. Hey, whatever you want. This is your moment of fame.
Okay. So for more information, you can go to womenslifestylecoaching.com, and you can also add me on Facebook. You are among five people that you are surrounded with. And if you want to be inspired, and add me on Facebook on Rakshana Hafez stream as well. And yeah, that's about it.
Short, sweet, to the point. Got it. And give us the title of your book again, because this is the launch day of your book. So give us the title of the book and where we can find it.
Wonderful. So you can find this book on Amazon, and the title of the book is called Living from Strength and Faith, A Rough Hike from Refugee to Success. And you can also get the Kindle version or just the hardcover book, and or you can look it up on Google as Rakshana Hafez Stream, and it'll take you to the Amazon link of the book called Living from Strength and Faith, A Rough Hike from Refugee to Success as well.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So as we wrap up, deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone.
Okay. And, can I share a quote?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, if you think you can, and if you think you cannot, you are right, and that's by Henry Ford.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, because a lot of times we're like, man, I don't know if I can do that. Well, if you don't try, then you're absolutely right, you can't. But if you try,
yeah, and if you,
you know,
tell
then
yourself,
that's huge.
And if you keep telling yourself you can't, you can't, you can't, maybe you can't, you know, until you tell yourself that you can. And if you try, then yes, show up for yourself.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
Absolutely. So let's hit the lines again. Let's see. All right.
Okay.
We got another call. Hello. You are live on Life Transformation Radio. Hello. Maybe they're too shy. Hello?
Maybe they're too shy.
You are live on Life Transformation Radio. Hello? Nope. I guess not. All right, then. They hung up again. Okay, so
okay.
As we close, do you have any last words?
Oh, dear. Do I have any last words? I just wanted to share that if you're craving for a beautiful life, go ahead and reach out to people who you think they can help. I mean, I think the most scariest thing for people to do is to ask for help. Remember, we are all human beings, and we're always open, and our purpose is really to help, and every human being is to help, but our ego gets in the way. So always don't be afraid to ask. Just reach out if you're ready for transformation to make your beautiful life, to create your beautiful life that you deserve. So, yeah.
Boom. Mic drop. That's awesome. Well said.
Yeah.
Like,
thank you.
Mic drop. That was amazing. Great way to close.
Thank you.
So we have been talking with Rakshana Trim and talking about her book that is launching today. It is an amazing journey from refugee to women's lifestyle coach. You have got to check her out. She is an amazing, beautiful soul. You can check her out, like she said, at the womenslifestylecoaching.com. And she's on Twitter. She's on LinkedIn. And amazing, amazing person, and Phil's awesome too. Because I got to give credit to Phil. Like, Phil's awesome. Keep it going.
He is.
So, Awesome.
Thank you so much
for having me, Sean. This has been amazing. I loved spending time with you today and learning more about your transformation and about your story. And like, we all have a story inside of us, and you never know who that story touches, because we have the greatest gift in our hearts, and it is the positive effect that we can have on other people's lives. And so if we're not using it, we're failing.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. This has been another episode of Life Transformation Radio. Again, if you want to learn more about what Shauna is doing, go to womenslifestylecoaching.com. Search for her on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And this closes another episode of Life Transformation Radio. And we have a saying here. It is live your brand. Find opportunities to live out your values and live your brand. See you next time.
Thank you.